Now back to some problems with the DWP. Utility bills sent out by the LA DWP apparently not what they should be, and maybe not getting to some people that should be getting them. And that's causing a lot of difficulty for some businesses and just individuals. Dennis Zine, one of the LA city councilmen who is raising the issue at City Hall later on this afternoon, joining us now live on the Newsline. Councilman, what's going on here? What's the issue with the DWP?
Well, what's going on is they are back billing people to the tune of thousands of dollars. And this came to my attention after talking to a couple of my constituents, and I started putting one and one together. So wait a second, this isn't isolated. And we estimate about 30,000 Department of Water and Power customers have been overbilled to the tune of thousands of dollars. So we're looking into it to find out what the situation is. They're going to come with a new billing system in 2013. Meanwhile, a number of people are getting estimated bills, and we want people to come forward and illustrate the problems that they're having so we can get this corrected and get the dollars back to the people that rightfully deserve.
Well, I mean, give me some examples of the kind of amounts that we're talking about here.
$24,000, $1,500. I mean, outrageous amounts for the businesses where they do an estimation where they have some new meters that are not accurate, and then they estimate. It comes out to the thousands of dollars. And if you have 30,000 of the customers, estimated 30,000 customers that have been overbilled, that's a serious problem, and we need to correct that.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you were in a business and you ran your business on the idea of, you know, your income and your expenditures was, well, we'll see how close we can get, you wouldn't stay in business very long, and that sounds like that's what the DWP is doing. They're just, like, sort of seeing how close they can get to what they believe is the number.
Well, what happens, they have some equipment, apparently it's not working properly, and then they estimate, and they say, well, if you use so much this month, we're going to calculate that for the next, or the previous 11 months, and this is what your bill's going to be, and then they want the money right now. Now, a lot of businesses don't have that type of money to pay out, so then they want to do an installment plan, which really doesn't work for the businesses because they're struggling as it is. We need to get this cleared up. I'm now the new chair of the Audit Government Efficiency, and we're taking this to task, find out what the problem is, how to correct it, and not cheat the customers, because the Department of the department has thousands of customers. We can't cheat those customers, both residential and commercial, and this has been a problem that's been lingering. But there's a lot of people. We want them to come forward. We want them to report it because we want to clear this matter up.
All right, real fast, how do they come forward if they believe, if one of our listeners believes right now or more that they're a victim of this? What do they do?
Well, number one, they can contact the Department of Water and Power through 311, or they can contact their local council member, because I've got other colleagues, Bernard Parks, Jan Perry, other colleagues that are working on this on behalf of their constituents. But we're going to clear this up. We're going to get the Department of Water and Power on track, as it should be, and not cheat the customers, because there's many cases where these customers have been cheated out of the money.
All right, L.A. City Councilman Dennis Zine. More on this coming up at City Hall later on this afternoon.